Welcome to another episode of Discover St. Cloud, Florida. I'm Krista McCary, and I'm here with your host,
Janine Corcoran, broker for Corcoran Connect, a real estate company.
It's time for our monthly market report.
Time's going by so fast.
It really is. I can't believe it's like mid-June, basically.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy. So
happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're recording the day before. So I'm going to the beach tomorrow. Don't call me. Don't text me. When you guys hear this episode, I'll be on the beach. Just think of me that way. But anyway, so do you want to kick us off with 34769?
Yep. 34769. We had 28 properties that sold. Of that, 23 of them were single stories, and the price per square foot was $256.74. And then regarding the two stories, we have five of them at $219.88. So how's that look comparing?
So the average price per square foot month over month is up 6.25%. This month we're at $250.16, and last month we were at $235.44. And year over year, you're still seeing gains of 12.22%.
Okay.
It was $222.93 a year ago. And then the median days to contract was 26, so about a month. Okay. And then median days to close was 67. And right now we have 46 active homes on the market in 34769, so not a ton. And so that gives you about a 1.6 month supply.
That's very low.
And then the median days on the market right now is 31. Okay. So houses that are active, the median is about a month. Mm-hmm. And the average is 80. So if you take the highs and the lows and you kind of average them together, you get 80 days on the market. Oh, wow. So you're still looking, you know, things, you know, in terms of houses sitting on the market a little bit longer, they're still, you know, they're kind of sitting there for a little bit, but they're still selling.
Yeah, they're still selling. That's important. That's important. So then we move on to 34771, where we had 119 homes that sold. That's the busiest zip code. 60 single stories at $233.75 price per square foot. And regarding the two stories, we have 59 at $203.99, so at $204.
Yeah. And so what does that make the total average?
So the total average is $219.
And so, you know what's crazy? As I looked up, I was like, 119 homes sold. That's nuts. So I looked it up. It's actually only 48 of those were resales.
Okay. So because all the new builds.
A lot of new builds. There's a lot of new builds in 34771. But your month over month, you're actually exactly steady. It didn't change a penny. So it's 219 month over month. Year over year, you're still up 1.7%. Your median days to contract on the resales, because in this one, we don't use the new homes.
Yeah.
So it was 38 days to contract and 75 days to close. And currently you have 237 active homes. So it's a pretty big, you know, collection of homes there. But with 119 selling per month, that's a 2 month supply.
Oh my gosh.
So still not a lot of inventory to go around. Currently your median days on the market is 52 and your average is 84.
Wow.
So still really good. And again, that's, you know, that part includes the new construction as well. Mm-hmm. So
I wonder if we should start putting on the report where we actually separate the new build from
I think so, especially in areas like 34771 and 34772, which we're getting ready to do because there's so many new communities and even 34773. I mean, there's still so many new communities that I don't want it to dilute. Like most of the people that are listening, I would think are interested in selling their house in the future
right,
and how
so the
their
resales.
House is doing. The resales are probably more important than the new builds.
That makes sense.
I think that's a great idea.
So then we have 34772 with 67 homes sold, and their average price was $211.86 price per square foot. Single stories, 47 of them at $231.42 price per square foot. And the two stories, there were only 20, and that was $165.90.
Oh, wow. So month over month, price per square foot is like down less than 0.5%. So, I mean, you're basically the same. Mm-hmm. And then year over year, you're basically the same. You're up 0.5%. So it's pretty much holding steady in 34772. Your median days to contract for your resales is 36 and your median days to close is 66.
A little bit less than, right?
Yep.
The last one was 80.
So yep. And so your current actives are 125. So that's a 1.9 month supply. So again, less than 2 months there, which is crazy. And then currently your median days on market for the active homes is 41, but your average days on market is 87. So some are sitting on a little bit longer than others, but you're still looking at about that, 40, day mark for homes on the market.
And then 34773, which of course includes Harmony, is very quiet. Yep. We only had 13 homes that sold. Of that, there was only one 55 and older. I actually sold it. That sold. And we had 13 at 190.23 price per square foot. Single stories, we had 5 at 201.04. And then two stories, there were 8 of them at 183.47.
That's awesome. And so this one's a little bit harder to do when we compare month over month and year over year. I think maybe we even should just break it down based on the type of home, because there is such a wide range of homes in 34773 that the numbers don't really reflect necessarily the market, because your average price per square foot right now is technically down 11%. But that's not actually true. If you look at like homes, similar homes that sold, it's not the same. That's just what the overall average is, because you might have a custom home that sells. Mm-hmm. You might have a smaller home that sells, you know, like a 1,500 square foot single story home is going to have higher price per square foot than a big two-story. So,
and that's why it's good too. We have the Harmony report, which is actually separate, because that separates by condos and townhouses and custom homes and then resales. And then, so that's kind of neat.
Yep.
You know, that's more, I guess, micro.
Yep. And it's hard because, again, you're looking at 13 sales this month. Last month it was 10 sales.
Right.
So it's not really enough data, I feel like, to give you good numbers to go with, but I'll give you the numbers anyway, because that's what we do. So month over month, it's down 10.95%, and year over year, it's down 7%. But this part should be pretty accurate regardless. Your median days to contract is 45, and your median days to close is 99.
Oh, wow.
So a little bit longer out in the 34773 area, but still pretty in line with everybody else. And currently there's 38 active homes on the market, and that gives you a 2.9 month supply.
So longer, still
a little bit more supply compared to what's selling. And then your median days on market currently for your active homes as of the 12th of June is 49 days, and the average is 91.
Oh, okay.
So it's just, it's kind of a little bit longer out in the 34773 zip code than 71 and 72.
And then we move on to vacant land. We had 16 parcels that sold. And it looks like the lowest one was a 0.69 acres. And that one sold for $32,000. And then the highest one was a larger parcel at 6.82. And that was on 192 East Earl Brunson Memorial Highway. That one listed for $629 and sold for $550. Do we have any data on that one?
So the one that was sold on Earl Brunson,
acreage?
It has a total of, it's between 5 and 10. So let's see, it's 6.82 acres. On this one.
I think that's a really good price, though.
That's a really good price.
6.82
for that. On 192. Kind of looking out, it's obviously down towards the Holopaw section, I would say. Oh, no, actually, it's right across from Harmony Central. Mm-hmm. So that's a really nice parcel that sold, actually. Too bad I didn't have a cool 550 sitting in the bank. Darn it. So that parcel did sell. It does not have the selling agent in here, so I'm not sure if we could tell who, what their purpose is in the future, but it is right across from Harmony Central.
How many, does it have, how many days on the market was, or it was just data?
47. Mm. It was on for 47, days to contract. And then it was, let's see, where's my days to close? I don't see it. So, it was on the market for 47 days before it went under contract. So, pretty cool sale. I'm really jealous that I didn't have that kind of money sitting around.
I know. So, it would have been great for the church.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Dang it.
When we hit the lottery.
I know. So a lot of great things going on. Things are still selling despite, how it may feel. I know interest rates have been a little high. It's kind of hurting some of the buyers. Some of the more entry-level buyers, right? Your first-time home buyers, your young buyers. But there's great programs out there. Some of the builders are offering really good interest rate deals and closing costs. So there's still deals to be had. So I wouldn't let, the interest rate discourage you.
No, currently. And I think the sellers are getting it now. They expect you can't be overpriced in this market and then allow a little bit of buffer to help the buyer or expect a lower, price. To be offered. So.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, all good things going on, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see what happens this summer. Typically in the summer, it's busier for our, homes, right? Yep. Home sales, because people want to move before the school year starts. 55 and older typically is even slower in the summer.
It picked up a little bit. It was surprising. We had a little wave of interest. But and then some people, you know, are looking at rental options. You know, that's another thing. You know, I'm not in the 55 and older just because there's more of that inventory coming on, less buyers showing interest. And I just think that's typical of the age group that I'm in, by the way.
Right. And so. Hey, listen, it's, you know, yeah, it's absolutely. And it's summer. They're not here. They're somewhere else right now. They're in the cooler states.
Their market is usually like January, February.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So all good things still happening in Central Florida and in St. Cloud. I mean, it's crazy that things are still selling. Inventory is still low. Prices are still rising. You know, we'll have to break down the 34773 zip code, I think, a little bit better just to give, you know, a more like comparison. It's not really fair to compare apples to oranges.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So,
but yeah, a lot of great things.
And maybe, like you said, break down the new build versus the, because people want to know the resale.
Right. That's what I would want to know. I mean, that's great that the builder's getting that kind of money, but what am I getting with a 10-year-old roof you know, a home. So, yep, we'll do that for you next month. But thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Discover St. Cloud, Florida. You can find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also check us out online at...
You can go to Facebook, Instagram.
YouTube. Do we have the summer look right now? Do we both look exhausted? It's been a crazy year. You could also, if you want to send us an email, go ahead and send us an email to discoverstcloud@gmail.com.
Give us a call at 1-844-STCLOUD. That's STCLOUD.
How you feeling about the market? I want to know. Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, absolutely. Let us know.
We want to see. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you in the next episode.